Okay, so for today's deep dive, we're going to be talking about something pretty amazing, actually. We're diving into Tiberius, this new gene prediction program. You know, a lot of our listeners have been asking us to cover it, and for good reason. It's really shaking things up in the world of genetics.
Yeah, it's definitely a big deal. I mean, gene prediction, that's really at the heart of how we understand like the blueprint of life.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, imagine, you're trying to read this instruction manual, but it's billions of letters long. You're trying to find the exact phrases that tell a cell how to, build a protein. And that's what Tiberius is doing.
And it's not just doing it's doing it incredibly well, like scarily well. And what makes Tiberius so different, so revolutionary, is that it's not relying on all this external data like a lot of other gene prediction programs do. It's tackling the problem ab initio, right?
Exactly, ab initio, from the beginning, meaning it's only using the raw DNA sequence. No need for like these huge databases of known genes or proteins or RNA data. It's like deciphering a whole new language just by looking for patterns.
That's amazing. So how does it even do that? How does it interpret something so complex?
Well, it all starts with deep learning. Tiberius uses this really clever mix of convolutional neural networks, CNNs, and then he uses long short-term memory networks, the LSTMs. And they're like pattern recognition machines, sifting through all that DNA data, trying to find the telltale signs of where a gene starts and ends. And get this, it was trained on 37 different mammalian genomes. So it's really good at finding those patterns.
It's actually learned to recognize these patterns. So it's trained on all this data, it's using these neural networks, but then there's another layer to it, right? This hidden Markov model, the HMM. That's what really makes Tiberius stand out.
It's like, how language has grammar rules, like punctuation, sentence structure, all that. Genes have those too.
Oh,
Like they
interesting.
often start and end with very specific sequences, almost like punctuation marks in the DNA.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and the HMM is like a guide, making sure Tiberius sticks to those rules. So it's not just recognizing words, it's understanding the grammar of the DNA sentence.
So it's like Tiberius is not just reading the letters, it's actually understanding the language.
Exactly. And that's how it gets this crazy accuracy we've never seen before in ab initio gene prediction. It's amazing.
That's incredible. And the numbers back it up, right? Tiberius, when they tested it on the human genome, it scored a 62% F1 score at the gene level.
Yeah, 62. And the next best ab initio method, only 21%. It's a huge jump. It's changing everything.
It sounds like it. It's like going from, I don't know, an old blurry photo to like a super high definition image.
Exactly.
That's incredible. A 62% F1 score. And you said that's way better than anything else out there.
Oh, yeah, especially when you consider that Tiberius is working without any additional biological data.
It's like finding a shortcut, but still getting to the same place or even a better place than the long way around.
Exactly. And it kind of challenges what we thought we knew about gene prediction. Like, we always thought you needed massive data sets to get accurate
Yeah,
results.
more data is always better, right?
That was the assumption.
Hmm.
But Tiberius is showing us that maybe, just maybe, there's more information hidden in the DNA itself than we realized.
Like we haven't fully learned how to read it yet.
Exactly. And if we can unlock that, who knows what we might find? We're talking completely new avenues of research. And get this, they even compared Tiberius to Breaker 3.
Breaker 3, that's the one that uses, what is it, RNA sequencing and protein data?
Yeah, all that extra stuff. And Tiberius, even without it, was right there with Breaker 3, sometimes even better.
Wow, that's a game changer. So, okay, I have to ask, what does this mean for like the future of genome annotation? Because that's a huge part of genetics research, right? Figuring out where all the genes are in a genome.
Hugely important. And this is where Tiberius is really going to shake things up. Think about it. It can process the entire human genome in under 2 hours.
2 hours for the whole thing.
The whole thing. And without all the added time and expense of gathering RNA data and protein data.
That's insane. I mean, that's got to be so much faster and cheaper than what we were doing
Oh,
before.
absolutely. It's a complete game changer for genome annotation.
Okay, so we can analyze genomes faster, we can do it cheaper, but what about the bigger picture? What are the implications beyond just like the technical side of things?
This level of accuracy, it's not just about speed. It's about understanding life itself, health, disease, even evolution. It all comes back to genes.
So the better we can predict genes, the better we can understand all of those things.
Absolutely. Take evolution, for example. Being able to compare the predicted genes of different species. That could revolutionize how we trace the evolutionary history of genes. We could even start to understand which genes are essential for life itself.
Wow. It's like comparing recipes, right?
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to understand how a certain dish evolved over time, you could look at the earliest versions of the recipe and compare them to later versions, see how the ingredients changed, how the techniques evolved.
You've got it. And that's what Tiberius is allowing us to do with genes. It's pretty amazing, right?
It really is. But okay, there have to be some limitations, right? I mean, no technology is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What are the challenges that Tiberius still faces?
Well, you're right. No system is perfect. One thing is that while Tiberius is incredibly accurate with mammals, it doesn't perform as well with more distantly related organisms.
Oh, interesting. So it's like, I don't know, it's like trying to use the grammar rules of English to understand like ancient Greek or something.
Exactly. It's a different ball game.
Yeah, different language, different rules.
Exactly. So there's definitely more research needed to see if we can improve its performance with those more distantly related organisms. Another limitation, and this is a big one, is alternative splicing.
Alternative splicing. Remind me what that is again.
So think of a gene like a set of building blocks. Alternative splicing is like rearranging those blocks or even skipping some of them to create different proteins.
Okay, so it's like having one base recipe, but then you can make variations on it by adding or removing ingredients.
Exactly. And right now, Tiberius can only predict one gene structure at a time. It doesn't account for all those different ways a gene could be spliced.
Oh, I see. So it's giving us one version of the recipe, but not all the possible variations.
Exactly. But, you know, even with that limitation, Tiberius is a huge step forward. And honestly, it's pretty incredible how far we've come in such a short time, both in genetics and in AI.
It really is. I mean, this kind of technology, it would have seemed impossible just a few years ago. So is there any way to address that limitation with the alternative splicing?
Oh, absolutely. One very promising avenue mm-hmm. is to combine Tiberius's deep learning with, you guessed it, RNA sequencing.
RNA sequencing, because that would give us what, like the actual blueprints of those different splice variants.
Exactly. It's like we're using Tiberius to find the general pattern and then RNA sequencing to see all the amazing variations on that pattern.
So we're combining the power of prediction with the power of observation. So it's like we've got this powerful telescope, Tiberius, showing us things we could never see before. And then RNA sequencing, that's like our high-resolution camera capturing all those incredible details.
A perfect analogy.
Yeah.
And by combining them, we can create even more accurate, even more powerful gene prediction tools. It's an exciting time to be in this field.
It really is. You know, this whole deep dive's really got me thinking. We started with this tool, Tiberius, and it's like, it's almost like science fiction.
I know, right?
But it's challenging everything we thought we knew about DNA, about how to find genes, about how to understand them.
It's a whole new way of looking at things.
Yeah.
And it really highlights how important it is to bring different fields together. Like, who would have thought that AI would revolutionize genetics?
It's incredible. And to think Tiberius is just the beginning. Imagine what we'll discover as these technologies continue to evolve.
And with the amount of genomic data being generated these days, the possibilities are, well, almost endless. We might find treatments for diseases we thought were incurable, uncover the secrets of longevity, maybe even understand how life itself began.
It's like we've just stepped onto this vast, uncharted continent, and we have no idea what we're going to find.
The age of exploration, but for the genome.
Exactly. And who knows what wonders are waiting to be discovered. Well, this has been a truly mind-blowing deep dive. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the future of genetics. Keep those sources coming, folks, and we'll see you next time.